Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. Don Munson, Logan Davidson from our baseball team along with you on the show today. I guess, you know, Logan, first and foremost, as we're doing this, you're just finishing up exams, which means you're getting ready to graduate and walk here in just a little over a week.
That's right.
Whole Clemson experience been good for you?
Oh, it's been awesome. I mean, it's been exactly what I thought it was going to be coming here. It's been amazing.
You know, when you go back and you think about your recruiting days and being recruited, whether you're going to play college ball or try to go on just automatically to the professional level, go back and reflect on that a little bit. The decision and just listening to you right now, obviously you're pretty satisfied with the decision.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've definitely over the career here, I've definitely looked back and kind of thought about like the decision. I think every time I look back, I think the same thing. I'm glad I'm here. Now I get to leave here, you know, hopefully get to play pro ball with a degree under my belt. So that's a huge difference. And then coming out of high school and having that kind of hanging over your head, however long you play. So that's exciting to not have to worry about that. But definitely glad with the decision.
All right. So as we get ready to kind of wrap this season up, and it seems a little bit hard to even say that, but obviously still a long way to go in this regular season and then postseason play as well. Just maybe some of the goals you see it for this ball club right now.
I think discipline is one of the huge things for us right now. Obviously, whenever the past 2 weeks we've been over a little skid. I think that doesn't define us by any means. We've seen a lot of times, a lot of good teams. I mean, back in 2010, or I think when Will Lane was here, he was telling us they went on a skid like that and went to Omaha. I think the big thing for us, honestly, that might even be good for us. I think the adversity that we had to deal with is really going to help the team. The big thing for us is just timely baseball at the end of the season. I mean, that's what it comes down to any given year. It's are you hot at the right time? So there's definitely 2 weeks left in the regular season, ACC play, and the NCAA tournament, obviously. We're just looking forward to getting on a roll here starting this week. We got a momentum coming off the Georgia Tech on the Sunday game, just kind of break that streak a little bit. But we're definitely looking forward to the rest of the season.
Yeah, okay. You mentioned the Sunday game at Georgia Tech. I know I've never been around one where I've seen five different guys get ejected in a game. But I go to that fifth inning where no one gets ejected in that fifth inning, but they're, you know, a couple of guys for Georgia Tech get plunked. All of a sudden, here come the emotions into it. You all turn a double play to end the inning. And I think that was huge for your guys, actually. I think that could be really one of those defining moments of the season.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one of the things that our team needed was kind of that little spark, that little fire, get everybody riled up a little bit. Obviously, getting ejected is not part of the plan. That definitely hurts the team in the long run. We got some guys suspended for four games or whatever it is. But I think that probably is exactly that spark we needed. I mean, we kind of realized, like, we got each other's backs. We're going to fight for each other. And then we came down from three runs down and ended up winning by, I think it was four runs, like 11-7 or something like that. But, yeah, that was a huge inning for us. It kind of turned everything around. You see the momentum switch with that double play. And then our guys started squaring up some balls and worked out for us.
You know, part of your experience here, obviously, has been with your father, Mark. He was with the club here last year, working over at SWU right now. Actually, I guess they finished up their season, so he may be around here a little bit more. But what was that like, sharing your experience with your dad and also seeing your dad graduate from Clemson as well?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It was definitely weird just to graduate a year later than your dad. That's a weird one. But that was probably an amazing experience. I mean, I wish he was here again this year doing the same thing. Like you said, he is around a lot. He's kind of got that maintenance job through the university. He helps around fixing equipment in the cages and around the player facility. So I get to see him a lot and do my thing, just hit with him a lot. But definitely a little bit different when he's in the dugout. That was really cool. I wish I had that again.
You go back, I'm going to guess that your kid days that you spent around, obviously your dad playing professional ball, you're around all of that. It kind of, by osmosis, is kind of feed into your system, and you look back on those days and think, hey, all right, I'm getting to do and live out a dream?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I wasn't born when he was still playing, but it was definitely part of kind of the lifestyle around the house and that kind of thing, as you can imagine. But I think also, I mean, my granddad played in pro ball too, so it's pretty cool just to be able to kind of hopefully just kind of follow that line of Davidson's. And just go do what I want to do and go ahead and fill out my dream, you know.
Do you start thinking, I mean, obviously the draft will be coming up here, and not that, do you start thinking about all that stuff, or do you want to put, nope, that's just going to happen when it happens and I can't worry about it?
Definitely the latter. I mean, I think guys, learning from guys like Seth and just talking to them about their experience, and then, you know, coming out of high school, I had a little bit of experience with it. It can be a distraction if you allow it to be. But I think at the end of the day, you got to play for Clemson. I mean, that's why I came here in the first place, is to be a part of something bigger than myself and to have a family like structure that I might not have had in high school, like transferring schools and stuff. So I just think that's the reason I came here. And if I focus on that, just focus on the Clemson baseball and, you know, doing whatever it takes to win the team, to get the team wins, I think that'll honestly take care of itself.
Strengths and weaknesses of your game right now as you see it.
Oh, which one first?
Whatever.
Let's go weaknesses first, you know, in a good note. I think weaknesses might be I'm a taller shortstop, so I've got to focus on footwork, just kind of put more emphasis on footwork and staying under my legs and not getting too wide and getting stuck down there. That's kind of always been the case since I've been here, though. I mean, I've kind of learned that and then been able to do some ladder drills and different drills that help me with that. I think another weakness might be probably swing and miss, just when I'm trying to do too much. I mean, if I'm just focused on my routine and stick to that and not kind of get away from what I'm trying to do with my hands and what I'm trying to do with my rhythm and staying in my legs and all that kind of stuff. If I don't shy away from that, I do a pretty good job of consistently hitting the ball hard. So I think the approach, having a consistent approach, is definitely one of the things I want to get better at. That's probably the toughest part of the game in general, is the mental part. So always a room for improvement there for any player. And then I think strengths would be, I don't know, just I guess power from both sides of the plate. And then when I have that approach going, it's pretty solid.
Do you have a side of the plate you feel like you have more power from?
Oh, it changes. I think I might have more power from the right side. I would probably tell you that. I probably hit the ball further from the right side. But if I get consistent wise, I could probably hit more homers from the left side. And it's what I saw in the home run derby, at least. So.
All right. So as you look to finish this thing up, obviously the goal is, hey, let's go win an ACC tournament. Let's go win a national championship in this thing in college baseball. All of that is still right there at your fingertips. And like you said, it's the hot team in the end of the year that's going to make this happen.
That's right. That's absolutely right. We saw it. I think it was 2015 or whenever Coastal won it. They got hot at the right time. Not expectingly, I think, but definitely anybody can win as long as they're hot at the right time. And I think our team most certainly has the pieces, and if as long as we put those together and connect those, I think we'll be in a perfect place, right where we want to be.
I think I already know the answer to this, but I think that from what I've seen traveling around with it, the guys generally like one another, that there's great chemistry on this ball club, and that when all the pieces do come together, I don't know that we've seen that this year, where everybody has come together and been hot at the same time. That may be the point that we're looking to really to get to.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think we've seen that either, especially within the lineup. And then sometimes our lineup's hot, and then our pitching staff might not be hot. And then kind of that odd circle, you want kind of all of them together hot at the same time. Kind of ACC tournament last year when our hitters got hot and scored whatever 17 runs in one inning. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that happen. That'll be an interesting game for sure. An interesting little streak there. But yeah, we're looking forward to that.
And I guess, you know, as we kind of wrap this stuff up, you know, as you look at some of your other teammates, who are some of the other teammates on this team you feel like can really help carry this ball club?
From the hitting side, definitely Bird, as you can see this weekend, really, really stepped up his game and, you know, pulled it together for us with those homers, those big homers for us. And then Kyle Wilkie, I mean, honestly, the line goes on. I mean, Justin Hawkins, like even some of the guys, Briar Hawkins, Sam Hall, doing what he does in the front of the lineup, getting on base. There's honestly a ton of guys that get it done for us. I'm definitely missing some people. From the mound, we just gotta have guys step up too. I mean, Carson just keep doing what he's doing. Hull, Weatherly, all those guys are been really good for us. Even Travis Marr this past weekend stepping up. He hadn't had the ball in 2 weeks and he comes up and does that and then just really turns this thing around. So that was pleasing to see. Just guys being able to step up when they get their name called and do what they do.
And finally, Monty always talks about winning the last nine. The last three innings are so big, getting those nine outs. For whatever reason, your numbers are off the hook late in ball games. Is it just a concentration level? Is it just because, no, I'm working more maybe against some bullpen guys? What's been the big key for you late in ball games where you've been able to deliver so big?
I think it could be a little bit both of what you said, actually. I think the focus level and then the comfortability. You've had four at-bats before that, so you know what their pitching coach might try to pitch you or how they pitch you in the prior at-bats and what they might do. And then I think also, like you said, it could be bullpen guys. Usually they like fastballs. I'm a fastball hitter for the most part. If they come out with a fastball, I'm probably going to hit it pretty hard somewhere But I think it's a combination between those two, just being comfortable in the box and knowing kind of what I'm wanting to do with my approach and learning from the past mistakes of that game, and then just getting something to hit.
Appreciate a little bit of your time. All the best.
Yep, thank you.
All right, there you go. Logan Davison's been our guest here on the podcast. Don't forget, for everything Clemson Athletics, go to our official website, Clemson Athletics, or ClemsonTigers.com is where you'll find everything. Home game on Saturday against Gardner-Webb, and then we're off to Gardner-Webb, actually a game in Shelby on Sunday. For Logan Davison, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.